addressing thousands of disabled people at Mcheke Hall in Masvingo yesterday. Henry Chivanga, director of the Disability Amalgamation Community Trust of Zimbabwe, said the draft charter is the worst document he has ever seen, adding it does nothing to enhance the lives and status of the disabled people in the country. Chivanga said while there were positives in the document, such as affirmative action targeting women, there was nothing in the document that spells out the plight and aspirations of disabled people in the country. Chivanga says the disabled in Zimbabwe would have also wanted a quota system so that they can access positions of authority in both houses of parliament, as in the case with women.
Now, when we go to the draft constitution, you will notice that it is specific and well spelled in the draft that women will have skiste seats reserved for them. And that is a very progressive issue. But look at people with disabilities, two senators. That's what is specified in the constitution. Then you say, what percentage of the population constitute people with disabilities? Around 18%. You go now in the constitution, they will tell you there are 18 chiefs being appointed. Then you would say, but why can't they give a quota that will represent the percentage also of people with disabilities? So we are saying the constitution, whereas it is progressive, but it's inadequate as regards to people with disabilities.
Vice President Simon Mapengo of the same organization said the Constitutional Select Committee should have taken deliberate steps to address the needs of the disabled in the draft. Mapengo said disabled people should get free medication, free education, among other essential services which they cannot afford. Citing the land reform exercise, Mapengo said it was fast becoming a trend in the country that disabled people are not considered when national decisions are being taken.
Turn out the government with a deliberate policy in favor of people with disability.
Chivanga said he does not support the draft charter and would not be voting yes, as is being advocated by the three main political parties in the unit government. He said Zimbabwe's disabled community is calling for equal opportunities at all levels, adding they do not want pit.
They are not poor people, but they are people who lack opportunities. Now, we would want the government to have a policy that clearly states that these people need to be empowered. I'll give you an example. Suppose a young man is there and he crawls, he doesn't walk. That person may fail to go to school because the school is 7 kilometers away from home and the mother would need to carry that baby on her back. So what you do, the next best option, which is easier, is to let go of the schooling of that child. So that child grows up and may lack other opportunity. He cannot be employed because he doesn't have skills. So what it means, that person is not poor, but that person lacked opportunity.
Masvingo urban legislator Tongai Matutu, guest speaker at the meeting, concurred the draft constitution was defective, especially in issues related to the disabled people. Matutu, who is also the Deputy Minister of Youth, Indigenization and Economic Empowerment, however, said though not offering much, he was happy that at least the draft recognizes the existence of the disabled people. He said more needs to be done by the government through parliament to improve the lives of those living with disabilities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Masvingo, this is Obed Pepkai.